Now, it's that time of year when garden centres will be packed to the rafters again with eager, green-fingered people just bursting to start planting and pruning. Our own Evergreen reporter Liam Geraghty has been getting to the root of a new initiative which is aimed at encouraging businesses to bed down in the grow-it-yourself movement.
I always think that DIYers are insanely happy people, you know, hands in the dirt outside. we're all jacked up on serotonin, I think.
Michael Kelly is the green-fingered founder of the Grow It Yourself movement. It's made up of over 50,000 people and community groups across Ireland.
As an organisation, we're all about trying to inspire people and support them to grow food more successfully. We're kind of the generation of Irish people that have just forgotten how to do this now, so we're kind of trying to reacquaint ourselves.
Now Michael is trying to get employers to come on board with his wellness initiative. It's designed to help employees reap the benefits of food growing in the workplace.
Like, I think, you know, tick so many boxes for companies, and that's why big companies like, you know, like the Yahoos and Googles of this world are interested in it, because they know that employees are getting out from their desk for, even if it's only for 10 minutes, getting out in the fresh air and doing this thing that loads of research shows is such a proactive thing for your mental health and your physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual health.
One of the workplaces that has signed up is the National Rehabilitation Hospital. Occupational therapist assistant Frances O'Hare shows Michael the fruits of their labour.
So we have lots of plants on the go, lots of salad veg.
Yeah.
Lettuce, cucumbers, scallions, beetroot, tomatoes, peppers. Shall I go on?
I do. And I see you've even got like a, it looks like to me like a peach tree. Is that what I'm seeing over there in the corner?
Absolutely, that's a peach tree which is in its second year.
Wow.
And has thrown out some fruit this year, so we're hoping to get some nice peaches.
Frances says that the garden is also great for the patients.
And also they like to come out here and just sort of put their back to the hospital and look out at the mountains and just switch off. It's like a non-clinical area. It's just peaceful, calm, and they're doing something that they like.
That's brilliant. Well done, you're doing amazing food growing. I think it's further on than my own polytunnel at home, so I'm going home feeling very bad about that, but not to worry.
Inch by inch, row by row, oh, to make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
I'm Kira Feely, Communications.
How are you?
These are our gardeners.
Excellent, very good. Green fingers.
Airgrid, an Irish energy business, had a visit from Michael last year. An employee, Shane Maher, says that while some people were already keen growers,
other people who'd never grown anything, and the first time they'd seen a tomato plant is when we presented one to them at the first meeting. But it was amazing just seeing people over the course of the year, watching that tomato plant grow, and at the end of it having their own tomato that they ate, and just the sheer joy of it. And I suppose also meeting people across the business that on a day-to-day I ordinarily wouldn't associate with, and the sort of cross-functional nature of the group that there's so many different people you get to meet. It's quite remarkable, I have to say.
In his day job, Louis Fisher is the manager of transmission network planning, but he's also the chief planner of the company's DIY calendar.
You know, it is hard coming out of the winter, getting yourself back into, I'll probably just say, not into the saddle, but into the greenhouse. Yeah. I will be putting peas and pumpkin seeds already germinating. So, yeah, there's lots of little green shoots coming up already, which is really encouraging at this time of the year. Picking something fresh off a plant and putting it straight in your mouth is just, you can't beat that.
Aramark Ireland Food Services, who cater for over 250,000 people every day, have also embraced the movement. Their head of corporate responsibility is Iris Wade.
I wouldn't say necessarily that I have green fingers, but they're getting there slowly but surely. But yeah, no, it's been fantastic even to work with the guys, and there's definitely an interest. I mean, it's really one of those kind of trend items at the moment as well.
Back in the NRH garden, Michael is showing us some of the produce.
They've got carrots here which are actually ready, and they mightn't mind if I just pull one out of the soil for us to have a look at. So yeah, beautiful, beautiful long carrot there with a lovely vibrant orange colour, and that's really impressive for this time of the year. These were probably sown, I would imagine, maybe last year, the fact that they're ready now.
God, they look great. Might try and nick one on the way out. Yeah.
Exactly.
And And that was Liam Geraghty reporting there, slinking off with that music. Good music, I think.